Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Kalayim, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. This person has six rows that he wants to plant. He's going to plant two rows of cucumbers. Two rows of squash. The Egyptian bean. Now, he has a telem, which is an empty row between each mean. He has two rows of cucumbers, his two rows of squash, and two rows of polymetry. So, the Mishnah Mutter, it's Mutter. Being that it's two rows, each one looks like a full field, and there doesn't appear so much as klein. However, Shura Shel Kishuim, if he has only one row of cucumbers, Shura Shel Diluyim, one row of squash, Shura Shel Polymetry, and one row of palamitsri, even though he has this empty row in between each of the minim. It's aser, because being there's only one row of each, it doesn't look like a whole field. So even though you have the empty row between each of the minim, but they have wide leaves and they spread and it gets mixed up and it looks like one mishmash, you're not going to recognize the fact that there's a space in between, and the mele it's aser al-klein. Now we have an interesting halacha. This person planted Shura Shel Kishuyim, a row of cucumbers, Shura Shel Deluim, a row of squash, Shura Shel Palamutsri, a row of Egyptian bean, and then Veshura Shel Kishoy, another row of cucumbers. Kumt Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, an amazing chiddush, Rabbi Eliezer Matir. I have two rows of cucumbers. Once you have two rows of cucumbers, you can plant in the field a row of squash and a row of Palamutsri, again, provided that you have this tell him this empty row in between the mean. Yeah, but the two rows of cucumbers aren't next to each other. Says Rabbi Eliezer, not a problem. Once you have two rows over here, he's satisfying what the Chacham are saying. Because if you have two rows of Kishuyim, it's now a field of Kishuyim. And if you have a field of Kishuyim, what did we learn beforehand? You can plant another row of a different kind of vegetable, as long as you have a distance in between of six tvachim. The Chachamim say, it's not going to work. True, you can add another row to an existing field of vegetables if you separate it by six tvachim. But I don't have a field of vegetables here. I have two rows of kishuyim, but they're not next to each other. If they're not next to each other, it's not called a field. Instead, you have four rows. And if all you have is four separate rows, it's not enough to separate it by a tell. So the Mefarshim discuss over here. So you're telling me, according to the Chacham, my only problem is that the two rows of Kishuyim are not next to each other. Well, what if the two rows of Kishuyim were next to each other? Then it's okay? But if you look at the beginning of the mission, it's Mashma. You have to have two rows of Kishuyim, two rows of Diluyim, and two rows of Polamitzri. Now you're telling me, according to the Chachamim, that two rows of Kishuyim next to each other is enough. That establishes it as a field, and Mimela, as long as you distance it six tvachim, I can have a row of something else. So that the Tosfos Yom Tov talks about many of them mafarshim here. But let's just take the Mishnah at face value. Our Mishnah began by saying, for sure, you can have two rows of kishuyin, two rows of cucumbers, two rows of diluyim, two rows of squash, two rows of palamitsri. As long as you have a telem, empty space of six tvachim separating the minim, it's mutter, but one row of each would not work. These have leaves that spread out, it looks like klein. Then the Mishnah told us, a row of cucumbers, row of squash, row of polymitsri, and another row of cucumbers. Zok Rabbi Eliezer, you're satisfying what Chazal is saying. You have two rows of cucumbers. Either not next to each other, not a problem. The Chachamim say, no, if the two rows of cucumbers aren't next to each other, you don't have a field of cucumbers. If you had a field of cucumbers, then en chanami. The din is you could add another mean, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, as long as you're separated by a telem, which is an empty space of six tvachim. But because the rows of cucumbers aren't together, these are four separate rows, that's not enough just to separate it by six tvachim.